Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money
at Menards. John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Is it Eric or Derek? Who'd you say? Eric wants to talk a little soccer. What do you say, Eric? How you doing?
Yeah, the discrimination they'll have against Mexican players because they're short. Hey, Diego Maradona was short. He's the best soccer player in the world. Also, the rest are Eurocentric, like FIFA, because all the European teams are winning because Trump told FIFA to get that U.S. player to start playing today. I'll hang up to listen.
Well, you know what they didn't do when Argentina needed a goal? Hey, let's throw crosses in at Maradona. That's what they didn't do back when he was in form. Cut it out. You know what they don't do now? Hey, Messi, get in the box and head the ball in. They don't do that either. Greatest player in the world. Cut it out, Eric. You know what I meant.
Well, that whole greatest player in the world thing is arguable.
Not if according you're Peter to Crouch.
Have you seen a video with literally every player?
Mm-hmm.
Mbappe, all of them saying, yeah, it's Messi.
I put the video in the chat. Peter Crouch said,
okay,
hey,
let me show a little worse.
I don't. No one's going to buy what you're about to sell.
Yeah. For Cristiano Ronaldo to equal Messi, he needs a World Cup, 3 Ballon d'Ors, 2 French League titles, and 1 human hormone. Okay?
Human hormone.
But for Lionel Messi to equal Cristiano Ronaldo's achievements, he needs 3 Premier League titles, 2 Champions League titles, 1 Puskas Award, 2 FA Cup, 2 English Super Cup, 2 Italian League titles, 2 Italian Cup, 1 World Cup, 6 Globe Soccer Awards, one Club World Cup, UCL All-Time Score Award, 1 Diamond YouTube, 1 he needs to be the all-time international goal leader. Okay,
you're literally saying that about a guy who has like 20 million World Cup on a PK. Finally, Cristiano Ronaldo got one beyond the group stage. Please stop. There's not a soccer player alive that thinks it's Cristiano Ronaldo.
So if Messi had a different career and played in a Premier League, he could match some of Ronaldo's.
Yeah, guess what? Ronaldo's never had as many goals in the MLS as Messi.
How does Ronaldo match Messi? Lead a MLS club to a title.
Yeah.
All-star.
How about scoring more international goals than anybody ever?
Cool.
What are you talking about?
The greatest World Cup.
The greatest international competition score.
Ronaldo's greatest international moment, he wasn't even on the field. He got hurt in the Euro final. He wasn't on the field for the goal. He was sitting on the sideline because of a hamstring, and some other guy scored for Portugal.
He's the Carson Wentz of soccer.
He played like 15 minutes in the greatest accomplishment his country's ever achieved.
You two don't know anything about
Nick
soccer.
You don't even know that occurred.
We'll see today.
Oh, they're getting rolled off the pitch by Spain, 1-0.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Spain's way better than Portugal.
Ooh, ask Glenn Davis.
Spain's way better. He said
he's got the best midfield.
He said he likes Spain.
Who's got the best midfield in the entire tournament?
The best midfield in the tournament?
Portugal.
USA.
Well,
I love my country.
USA.
Maybe you don't. I don't know.
Well, that's been established.
Yeah.
He wishes Italy was playing. He could root for his real country.
Cheaters, shenanigans, the lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I still cannot get over how dirty Paraguay was. And Mexico will dirty it up a little bit, too. Now.
I was surprised. Well,
zero cards.
Thankfully.
Zero cards for Paraguay.
Well, Paraguay just did whatever they wanted. But
did you see the guy getting the guy from Mexico got in Harry Kane's face and started screaming at him.
Yeah.
And then I saw the replay and I realized, it's because Harry Kane took a little dive. He didn't actually get hurt rolling around his knee.
Yeah, but you're not
It was good defense. By
You're
way,
not
right?
supposed to be able to lean down when
and
a guy
at someone?
Scream at his face.
I thought he was going to get a card.
That's what they're supposed to do, at least give you an admonishment, but he didn't get any of that. Yeah, Paraguay not getting a card is nuts. The fact that I think because it was only a two-goal deficit for Mexico for about 9 minutes in the second half, that's what kept them from doing what I've seen Mexico do in my entire life. If a big game is happening and they clearly are about to lose, you start to see the shenanigans, like at least when it comes to the U.S.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've seen a Mexico's player's hands around a U.S. player's throat when the game gets out of hand. Even if you go back to 2002 when they lost in the second round to the U.S., yellow cards, red cards were flying because at a point the frustration boils over. We didn't see that last night because they were up a man. They still had a chance. Nothing to the level of Paraguay, who, as that game was still a one-goal difference, as reality set in, it got worse and worse. And well, France just had to get out of there.
There was a game earlier in the tournament that was a two-goal game that the other teams just started. Man, and what's the – if you're going to lose and you're going to be knocked out anyway, what the hell's the difference?
Well, that was the point I mentioned earlier. I think it was from – I forgot which American commentator said it, that Paraguay will try to take you with them. If they're out and they're going to pick up a red, how about you pick up a red? How about you get a couple yellows? And it worked in terms of yellows. I mean,
yeah, but you can't in a one-goal game.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They will still try, and their hope is – maybe the referee doesn't see them, and they see you retaliating. Mm-hmm. And they'll fall down. Like, I think his number 23, I keep forgetting his name. He was like an instigator for a lot of it. He fell down, hoping, grabbing at his face, hoping that the ref didn't see it, and he would give a red to the French player to give them a better shot of coming back. But it's a word you can't say. It's S-housery. That's what Paraguay was on. They were just S-housing the entire – well, the entire game, but particularly in the second half.
Yeah. You can't say that word?
Well, it's like bleep, like ship. Yeah. Ship-housery is what they're up to. And it's part of the formula. And they did keep France to 1-0.
Yeah. It's going out throughout the game. Ship-housery.
They just have perfected it to a level where I don't think I've ever seen that level of it in a World Cup match where it was a blatant lack of wanting to play soccer. Like, hey, well, we can't win playing soccer, so it's what just, can we do? Like, I think I saw they completed a total of 98 passes in the game.
That's crazy.
You know how difficult that is?
500 passes. I forget which game I was watching. Who was it had 500 to 230? They were completed passes. I mean, and they only completed 98?
I think I'll look it up, but I saw because I wanted to go look at the stats because of how that game went down. I think they completed 98 passes.
Wow.
In a game where you can get 12 passes in by just passing back and forth between your center backs for 30 seconds. And I think they only got to 98.
That's crazy. We got a break. 713-780-3776. 713-780-37. Come in if you don't have anything like crazy to talk about, like Eric. You can get in and talk about anything you want. 713-780-3776.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Zlatan, by the way, is on our side on this one, on the Balogun. He doesn't think there should have been a red card, and it should have been done sooner, the suspension of the one game. So I'm going to trust Zlatan thinks so? I think so.
There's just a complete difference in mentality when it comes to, well, some players, even European ones, don't think Balogun should have been given a red card and are happy he's playing. But just the complete difference in mentality when it comes to how we view things and how the general soccer viewing public does. They think, hey, the red happened, it happened. It sucks that it happened, but keep it moving. We over here go, wait a minute. No. There's always been a way, if something seems iffy, to get it at least appealed. And things happen in U.S. sports where, all right, we can remove a technical, we can remove a flagrant, or we can give one later. Our sports are filled with after the game decisions determining some things.
That's because we're a country of, you know, where everyone is treated fairly and equally in the judicial
system.
And
we stand up against miscarriages of justice.
Yeah,
and what happened?
And oppression.
What happened last week was a miscarriage of justice. The only real issue is it took so long. Right. Maligan should have been reviewed the day after, and he should have been eligible to play. And Belgium and all the other teams could have, and all the federations, because UEFA has now gotten involved, the European Soccer Federation, notably did not say a word when Ronaldo got his suspension reduced. They never came in through as, hey, this is a miscarriage. They say, hey, our European team has one of their better players. He can play.
Well, it's not only Ronaldo now either.
Yeah, there's a list of this happening. Otamendi from Argentina got his ban reduced.
Moises Caicedo.
Yeah.
Now these Tariq Salman.
Now these happened before the tournament, so it got less attention. But these are all instances where FIFA is like, you know what? Eh.
We whatever. Let them in a tournament.
We reduce the suspension.
You know, you're in trouble, just not for this. This is a separate thing.
Yeah, they either reduced it or
I know you're not supposed to sit out, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
But how do you not have the English defender who made a play on the ball, but his spikes went high, and he got red carded with slow motion VAR? How do you not rescind that?
Well, they may or may not. It's FIFA. They don't have to.
What if Trump calls that we'd like? Be great, really great, if the English guy also was not suspended.
You keep saying that, but according to reports,
it was the same thing, though.
They were
it?
Already reviewing it before the
but
president.
Balogun
gave
has got in trouble for the exact same thing, making a play, and this guy actually got ball first.
But you got ball, but they would deem at least they deemed it reckless because he went high, but
studs
but
Balogun stepped on the back
you can't,
of the
there's no excuse
Achilles.
They don't excuse studs up.
Yeah.
If your studs are up and you
I
hit a say, guy
studs were gripped in the meat of the leg
well,
that, in both instances. If I'm England, I'm saying, nope.
They would say Balogun wasn't even making a challenge. You were making a challenge and you were
plus, have you kicked us any Bitcoin? Well, they probably say that.
Perhaps,
too.
But in this case They could try, but it's not. It likely won't fall anything.
Just give me your Bitcoin wallet. Tell me what your Bitcoin wallet is.
Particularly because Balogun and anyone can point out this happened multiple times in the World Cup where guys stepped on the back of someone's leg and nothing happened. This one, that's quintessential. Studs are up high on the shin.
Yeah,
that's a red.
Now yeah, I know he hit ball first, but he came in too high. Let's get Denise in here. Hey, Denise.
The lights are too bright. She just hung up.
Oh, the lights are too bright for Denise.
And it better not be one of Eric's calls.
It's likely one of Eric's calls.
Who cares? I like Denise.
They're the worst. Denise, I think, is legit. I think
There is one woman who calls here in that's generally legit. Yeah. Yes, you're right about that.
She should call. Okay. Who's next, though?
Pena.
Pena, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'll tell you what, the lights aren't too bright for this American. If Dell doesn't want to pump up America, I am. Because Team USA is going to get the dub today. Belgium waffles suck. Pancakes are better. And America's just going to win the World Cup, baby. Let's go!
Yeah!
I'm not even against it. I just
really
don't know what song to play.
It as much, but
I just don't know what the song is.
Born in the USA?
No, that's really not a patriotic song, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah,
well,
he's
still saying
it.
But if you just play the hook.
Well, but the lyrics suggest
he's not really down with us.
Yes.
So what? We play Bulls on Parade. Do you know what that song's about?
We don't play that here.
The Houston Texans play Bulls on Parade. You ever listen to the lyrics on that one?
I never said they were smart.
Yeah. It's not what Bob McNair would have wanted. I can promise you that. They just like, I like this song. Bulls on Parade. But if you play the whole thing. Nope.
Well, that doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, we
play. Doesn't make it right.
You can play Born in the USA. If that's all you play, Born in the USA, I was born in the USA. You just play that on a loop.
I don't have the capabilities of doing that.
Oh, way down south. No, you can't play that. That's not.
Down south in the land of cotton?
Yeah, that's not it.
What?
I'm trying to think of old school bangers.
Do you want to do what?
Well, the Lee Greenwood's the obviously go-to. It's not really hip. I don't know that the
It was never hit.
Really catches on, but like no one's singing that in the stands. I guess you just go back to Mountain Mama, West Virginia, Take Me Home, that whole thing. I guess you just go back.
It doesn't
to
hit
that.
The same when it's not a crowd of 70,000 people singing it. If it's just
it's a
you,
crowd of 700,000 listeners right now.
But they're not. We can't. No one can hear all of them. Like all you're going to hear is Denver singing the song.
Yeah,
and that don't hit the same.
All right, if all of you listeners promise to sing the song, we'll play it. We'll play it.
What?
Wherever you are.
How are we going to confirm?
You just have to trust people.
I don't do that. Denise is back.
All right. Let's see. All right.
Let's get her. Hopefully she's the not.
Here's how we'll
Eric.
Know. It'll be some innocuous comment, and then it will be followed by a second set of comments.
Go ahead, Denise.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and defend my honor here because someone's calling in trying to be me, and they ate me. So I just wanted to call and say, hey, I didn't call in. I'm calling in now, but that was not
she's
me
legit.
Earlier.
This
so
is real.
Don't be fooled.
Yeah, this is real.
Thank
this
you,
is
Denise.
The real Denise.
Denise, are you watching the game tonight?
Of course. I got my family coming over. I'm super nervous. Like, I'm generally not. I don't know. I'm kind of superstitious, and I'm like, is this going to have bad juju all over it because of this whole Balogun drama with the red card? But I'm trying to just kind of get past all that and just be excited.
No, I hope it's Balogun scores the game winner in 94th minute.
No, I'm not looking for that stress. How about you score the game winner in the 44th minute?
Yeah, I want to go up.
How fun would that be, though? Balogun wasn't even supposed to be there.
I want to go up 2-0 and just like and have cruise. A little breathing room. Yeah.
Oh,
and then I want Lukaku to get a red card.
Question. Just in general, I mean, I usually watch the World Cup. My dad was Argentinian, so I've kind of always had a thing for soccer. I just feel like maybe it's just watching more than I did 4 years ago or, you know, 8 years ago. Does it seem more, like, dramatic than normal? Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Brazil losing and then Mexico. Like, I just feel like it's crazy dramatic this year. Yeah. Germany out early, all that stuff.
I've only watched since 98. I happened to see what's his name from Italy when he airmailed that penalty kick.
Baggio.
Roberto Baggio. I happened to be in my buddy Harold Chiano's apartment. I happened to see that, but I didn't watch it. This is the craziest World Cup that I've ever seen.
It's more dramatic this year because we're actually paying attention to it.
Yeah, but no, but broadcasters are saying this is the highest drama that they've ever seen.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You've
I
got
mean,
and three the three best scores. This has never happened before. Mbappe, Messi, and Haaland all have 7 goals. That's never happened. Kane's got 6, and all 4 of those guys are still in it. They can hit 3 has never happened with this many goals. There's a chance that they will have 4 goal scorers and the top 4 goal scorers at that.
Yeah, the global superstars are playing to that level.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. And watch Cristiano today.
What do you want us to watch?
Boom.
They said he's
boom.
Not even starting.
Probably a hat trick today.
Oh, hat trick, huh?
Hat trick, probably.
He almost got that against Uzbekistan.
That's true. He could have, but he's fluffed a couple. He could have had 3 or 4 against Uzbekistan.
You're saying he's a fluffer. Your words.
Wow.
That means fluff your lines. It's like when you screw up a chance.
Called
him
Lance.
Something. I didn't call
Lance.
Him anything. You are out
one
of pocket.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about, John? One who fluffs is a...
Nope. That's a different context.
You said he fluffed it, right?
He fluffs.
So somebody who fluffs does
nope.
what? What are
that
they called?
That is a different context altogether. Words can mean different things
I'm not,
depending on the context.
I don't mean it in
words.
The U.S. way. I mean it in the English way.
Words
somebody
matter.
Somebody who consistently makes mistakes on the
Denise
pitch.
We had Denise call in about her nervousness. She just
somebody
wants
who
to talk
consistently
dropping
makes
this?
Mistakes on the pitch is called
she's a fluffer.
She's
still on the line.
Yes, she's on hold.
Oh, my God.
What?
Lance.
What?
You know, people can hear you.
You said he fluffed it.
He did, but I didn't call him what you called him.
When he's on the pitch, he's a serial fluffer. That's what
it.
He does. He misses constantly.
Stop it. You know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't take you for such a Ronaldo fan, don't.
I'm not a Ronaldo fan. I'm just telling you, but I'm less a fan of you, honestly. If I was ranking my lack of fandom, it's you at the top.
Good. Get in line.
Tom Brady. Drake May. What? Justin Herbert, and then Ronaldo. But you're number one.
At least you admitted that's your list.
Yeah, I got
okay,
a list.
Okay, Stephen Adell.
I got what?
I notice how your list looks.
I ain't a fan Stephen of Jalen Brown either, honestly. But
you hate white quarterbacks.
I didn't say
that's
I hate
what
him.
I heard. That's what I heard.
I didn't say I hate
Tom
him.
Brady, Drake May, Justin Herbert. What do they have in common?
You know what?
Card-carrying, milquetoast white guys.
And if I did hate white quarterbacks, I wouldn't deny it. But I don't hate him. I just think those three. I hate Tom Brady for reasons that make sense. He was an AFC.
That makes sense.
I don't buy the hype for Drake May or Justin Herbert. So I just like those
May
two.
But you also had North Carolina, Miami. You might have some ACC stuff.
So this is all reasonable.
Justin Herbert is just you being a Tua.
No, Tua's not on my team. I don't care about that.
I trust Tua.
He's not on my
team. That's where it started.
No, it's not. Yeah, I didn't like Justin Herbert at Oregon.
You didn't want Herbert drafted.
I didn't like Justin Herbert at Oregon.
What did he do to you? No one could be a friendlier guy than Justin Herbert at Oregon. Didn't have a nasty. In fact, we all thought that he wouldn't make it in the NFL because the NFL locker rooms are going to be too rough for him.
And Mario Cristobal limited what he actually was doing at Oregon. And turns out Mario just fine, apparently, for Herbert. I can dislike who I dislike. That's all. I don't like Herbert at Oregon. Like. That's fine.
If you don't like Whitey, that's fine.
I don't dislike Whitey.
You know, John hates Jalen Hurts. He hates Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
And he hates Bryce Young.
What is he doing to you?
Wonder what people think about John now, all of a sudden.
I do not hate any of those. But
you were begging for CJ to cut his hair. Why do you hate black hair, Lance?
Begging for it.
Yeah, you're.
No, it's going to make him more powerful.
The goofy haircut.
That's going to make him more powerful.
You didn't like a black man with black hair.
That hair played out.
Oh, okay.
That hair played out. Time for a rebrand. That's all. I'm just calling for a rebrand. I like this rebrand for CJ.
Why? Because
it's different.
It's safer for you?
It's not seven interceptions.
It's less aggressive for
you? It's less interceptions with this hair. He's got zero interceptions with this hair.
You know what, John? I would even call it less black. And that's why he likes it so much.
What? That's not true.
You see how aggressive it is when you do that to John? I'm just doing it to you. You just said John doesn't like three black quarterbacks.
Well, I was pointing out how John would be ridiculed and be taken to the woodshed, and you all of a sudden don't like white quarterbacks.
So you didn't like it when I positioned you as not liking a black quarterback. When you do it to John, it's fine.
Do you
fine.
Like Will Levis?
Then it's fine.
Do you like Will Levis?
He's terrible, so no.
See?
But that's because
just
he's
add
a
bad one to the pile.
He's a name a good
just
white
add one to the pile.
I like Matt
name
Stafford.
A good white quarterback.
I like Matt
that's
Stafford.
That's classic anti-white quarterback commentary.
I like Matt Stafford.
He didn't count.
What? Why not?
Too much seasoning.
Why doesn't he count?
Too much seasoning.
Matt Stafford has too much seasoning?
Because he throws like this.
Have you seen his family?
Have you ever seen him throw a sidearm?
So what?
That's flavor.
Stop
that's sabor.
It. Stop it.
That's some sabor.
He quarterbacked at Georgia. And he's from Texas, too.
Hold on. Let me think of some others you probably don't like.
Go ahead.
You probably don't.
I bet you
like.
It's a football reason I don't like him.
I am watching a video.
Sam Darnold,
I'm not listening to YouTube right
I like
now.
Sam.
I'm watching a video of Erling Haaland. This dude is fast.
Yeah.
Dude, he can run.
Holy crap.
He legit can run.
He can
run. He's
run.
A bully.
Like, and he's huge.
I've been watching all these Haaland videos that have been hitting my timeline, too. This dude, first of all, he's, 6'4", and he's 210 pounds, I think. He's well built. He is a bully. Like, in soccer, they let you get away with a lot. You can be as physical as you want. Like, wide receivers, corners, you can't touch if you're a corner. In this sport, imagine if this was college football or pro football, you could hit them with your shoulder and knock them completely out of bounds.
So with incomplete, your shoulder.
And that's just incomplete pass. That's all it is. Haaland just brutalizes people with his physicality. And he can run, like John said. When he opens it up, that dude can roll.
He can fly. I mean, he's running past guys on a break. It's unbelievable.
Explains why he's one of the best strikers in the world.
Yeah.
Holy crap. We got a break. 713-780-3776. What did we miss this weekend? What did we miss? We'll take that. We'll do that on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, I know one thing we missed. Brandon Ayuk. What an idiot.
Such a dummy. He is done.
He's so stupid.
Every bridge is being burned. He's just putting out there for everyone that he's a lunatic.
He put out an Insta. Was it Insta or whatever? I don't know.
It was.
It was a video of him telling Jalen Daniels how he's going to be the boss. How he's going to that Jalen will have to do whatever he says, or I don't. It was.
I think there was something else that happened first that set Ayuk off. Yeah, this is what it was. A fan at when Jaden Daniels was at a World Cup match, and a fan yelled something about Brandon Ayuk in a negative way, and Jaden Daniels kind of laughed about it, and Ayuk saw it. There was a video of it. Ayuk saw it, and that's when he sent this, "You're on my team now, boy," or something like that. "I'm the one who runs this. Stop running behind your mom." And
yeah,
like, dude, he just laughed. It was...
Just well, don't, he's not on the team.
I know. He's with the 49ers.
And he won't ever be, because Jaden's going to say, "I don't want him."
He already did.
Jaden had him in college, and he was probably a handful there. So
yeah, when he was at ASU before he went to LSU.
Right. I'm sure he was too much to handle there, too. And so, you know, Jaden's like, "We don't need that."
So
please.
So Ayuk goes on this little, his new thing is putting videos out where he thinks he's accomplishing something, and all he does is making himself look really bad, like across the board. And so then he goes after Jaden Daniels, like I said. He goes after him because he saw something on social media he didn't like, blah, blah, blah. Then Jaden Daniels, he said all that stuff.
And then Jaden.
Then Jaden didn't do anything. Then he comes back. Somebody must have got to him, and he had a separate video where he's holding up cleats with number 5, and he says something like, "Let's run this, let's do this." And it's got a graphic where he's trying to implore Jaden Daniels, almost like he's trying to make amends for what he just said. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels just posts Kevin Durant meme with him doing 2 thumbs down.
No, it was, well, I saw one with double rods.
I saw it with 2 thumbs down. But
no. Maybe they changed it. Maybe they changed it. I saw the one where Kevin Durant is giving double rods to the camera. Maybe it was 2 thumbs down, and the original. But I saw one where he's giving double rods, which our listeners do.
Well,
double rods.
Either one is not good for
no.
For Brandon Ayuk, who
no.
already is considered a pain in the ass. He's coming out. He hasn't played since October 2024.
He's got a
severe
lot
leg
of...
injury.
He's got a lot of...
they unfollowed each other on Instagram.
Oh.
Girlfriends.
He's got a lot of Antonio Brown tendencies.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's feeling a lot more of
just
that.
Seems like there's something going on in his brain that shouldn't be.
Benjamin Albright tweeted on Saturday that the entire beef between Ayuk and Daniels is an act.
Hmm.
And if they are, they're really committed to the bit, is what this says.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think anyone wants to be in bed with Brandon Ayuk. I mean, honestly, the 49ers got tired of him. He wouldn't come to their facility. He wouldn't rehab at their facility with their people. They don't know if he's helped. He just basically took their money and then just tried to basically tell them to F off, and they're like, no. And so John Lynch and Mike Shanahan are not going to just cut him and let him go somewhere. They're not doing it. Somebody has to make an offer to them. And they don't have to pay him either. They clawed back. Because he didn't follow the letter of the law of what he was supposed to do, not even close, they were able to claw back the guaranteed year for 2025. He didn't get paid for that. So he wants to get released because he didn't want to go play with them, follow any of their rules. He wants to get released. So he tried to have instant, for those who don't know, he tried to come out and badmouth the 49ers. He was going to put belt to ass on them when he got traded and all this and that. And he thought he was going to infuriate them so they would cut him. That's not happening. They're not cutting him. They're not going to make things easy for him because he's being a pain. They're like, no, we'll just wait, see if we get a 7th for you.
Yeah.
Now he's gone after one of the only teams that might have picked him up. Smart.
Not the brightest. Not the sharpest tool. That one.
No.
No, 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 no. What else did we... Oh, did you see Jordan Henderson try to jump over the advertisement, the signing?
Yeah, they think he may have broken his wrist. He's
he
out
did
now.
Break his wrist. He's broken. Going. He's having surgery.
Yeah, he's out for the World Cup.
For people who don't know, Jordan Henderson is a longtime English international. Doesn't play anymore for them. He's on the roster, but not expected to play. Yes, he
did get a yellow card yesterday, too.
For yelling at the official at the very end of the match. So... They're celebrating singing Wonderwall with the group of English fans who actually decide to head to the Azteca, the Oasis song. They jump over the advertising board to sing with them to get close to the crowd. Then they have to get back over. One English player, I think Dan Byrne, the guy who they inserted at 6'7", helped them defend. He gets over just fine. Henderson slips, falls, lands right on this wrist. And you can see Dan Byrne going, help. He was waving help over. They had to give him oxygen as they carted him off the field. Yes, I believe it's a wrist injury. He had to stay in Mexico overnight because he just couldn't travel at the time. So it was
hurt
bad.
Hurt during a celebration.
Just even getting back over the board, he couldn't do that without slipping. So he wasn't going to play likely anyway, but that's tough to do that. Fell and broke his wrist.
I mean, he just couldn't have been more. Yeah. 713-780-3776. Dell, what else did we miss today?
We did not mention the career, at least Brazilian career, is over for Neymar. He did get a penalty yesterday against Norway. Was talking trash to the goalkeeper as time was expiring, although Norway was a bit upset. Brazil got it felt like a couple of extra minutes to try to tie. So he is done. Ronaldo has announced this will be his final World Cup because he would be, 45 the next time it rolled around. So probably the right choice. But people thought Messi was done two World Cups ago. So that's the news. I mentioned earlier, once again, that for those who missed it, that we had a perfect game going into the eighth inning.
Yuri
Perez. 92 pitches, and his manager said, come on, you're done here. And the Marlins nearly blew it. They're up 9-0, wound up winning 9-8. Like, let the guy go for the perfect game.
Do you have a perfect game through seven innings and you give up eight runs?
I wonder if he put in his, I don't know the Marlins bullpen because I'm like a normal person. Why would I know? I imagine he didn't put in his high leverage guys. He just thought, hey, we're up 9-0. Let's get out of here. Let's not use our guys. And it got to a point where I tuned in, or at least I looked at the scoreboard. It was 9-6 Marlins, bottom of the ninth, runners on second and third and no outs for, I believe, the A's, right? So I knew the Marlins were in trouble. I didn't really check back because I was watching other stuff. And then I eventually saw the score being 9-8. I just don't know why you're pulling the guy. It's historic. Like, no hitters, whatever. Happens all the time. A perfect game? You're taking him out. His explanation was, the Marlins manager was, well, I was thinking about the playoffs and this guy's future, I didn't want to overtax him. It's a perfect game, man.
Give him another day off.
Yeah, it's a chance for a perfect
before his
game.
Next start.
What are we doing? Imagine that happened to a franchise people cared about.
Yeah.
But they're playing good baseball.
Almost cost you the game. Too.
They're playing good baseball now.
They're playing really good baseball. He's talking about the playoffs. You put in, what if it cost you a game because you didn't let him go?
Game's gone.
Okay. That's what people are saying about the Balogun thing. Game's gone.
Game's gone. The game is gone. So it's about not letting you pitch
you watching,
perfect game. Game's gone.
You're watching Watch Party tonight? Either one of you watching around other people?
Yeah, I'm going to try to, for sure.
John?
I want that energy.
Are you going to watch the game?
John, you got the gay bar that's probably doing some Dodgers.
I'm watching it at home by myself.
With Wendy?
Wendy will be home
after. What about any of your Ryder Cup members? Are they coming over?
Second half. She'll be here the second half.
What about your faux Ryder Cup friends? Are they coming over?
They're not coming over.
No. Why not?
Because, we got an event in Tahoe next week.
Oh.
Not this week.
Next week you guys are going to Tahoe.
We've got an event.
You mean you guys are just going to play golf in Tahoe? That's the event?
That's the event, yeah.
Does it have a name?
Yeah, eight dudes playing golf.
Yeah, it's Doug's second annual golf trip.
Oh, it's not a great
So you
name.
Have friends out there now?
Where? No, these are all Houston guys.
Oh, I thought we're talking about your LA team.
I'm not watching the game with anybody, no.
Watch it with your squad.
You mentioned
Glenn. You got to click up with those L.A. guys.
I don't have any L.A. I don't know anybody here.
Well, you've got your whole on a whole freaking Ryder Cup team.
Those are his guys from Houston, right?
His Ryder Cup team.
Is the L.A. guys?
Yeah, it's member guest L.A.
Oh, and none of those guys want to watch the game?
Member guest L.A.? I brought in Justin from Houston came. What are you talking about?
That was your guest, but all the other guys you played with were
members
there.
Well, we played with guys, but I'm not hanging with them.
How did you
get on? I played with them around a golf.
How'd you get on the team then?
It was me and Justin. What are you talking about?
Hold on.
It's a two-man event.
Wait, you're not on a team? Like, Dell, were you not under the impression that was Ryder Cup?
He plays so much golf, I don't know which one's the Ryder Cup, which one's just a member guest.
No, it's a member guest. It means you and your guest are against everybody.
Hold on, so you haven't clicked up with any team members out there?
No.
That's for
Cabo.
That just
got way more sad.
You do that in Cabo, right? The teams.
Yeah, but they're all guys from Houston.
Go find you an L.A. team.
Those guys won't like
him. Well, I do play on this team from Griffith Park, but it's... I don't know them, any of them.
Got
I don't
it.
Hang
There's
with them.
There's a lot of golf. I just get confused. But next week, it's Tahoe because Doug's second annual golf trip. Is that correct?
That's right. That's correct.
But but you will be in town in L.A., I mean.
It's like he's on a tour.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, it's literally like he's on some type of tour.
I know.
Like the Coors Life
I've come
tour.
To accept it.
Maybe that's what we should call it.
We should call it the Coors Light
Tour.
Why not?
If
Justin's
there,
trust me.
Coors Light Tour.
It's a Coors Light Tour.
But you will be in L.A. for a potential U.S. quarterfinal. That's where the game is.
I will be here July 10th.
So
I would imagine be popping.
I'm trying to get Glenn Davis to get me in the game.
As a spotter?
As his spotter.
Why don't you go to a bar and watch with other U.S. fans?
Or go to the game. I just don't know if you're going to be able to do it as Glenn Davis.
Oh, yeah, except I looked at the tickets.
A little costly.
They don't have an L.A. thing.
Did you see yesterday the cheapest ticket to get in? And Azteca was $4,500?
Yeah.
And that's what it is here for July 10th already.
So ABC 7, they don't get a swath of tickets?
They don't get
no. See what's the
it's on Fox.
No, I understand, but a local broadcaster, they don't hand those things out?
Yeah, it's $14.51 to get in the building.
What? July 10th?
Today.
For Seattle?
Oh, yeah, that's in Seattle.
Yeah, it's in Seattle today.
No, July 10th, I looked it up. It's like $4,000 to get in the building.
$2,800.
By the way, wow.
You can get in $2,800.
It's a short turnaround, by the way. It's only 3 days between games. Meanwhile, England's game
they're
is
not
the
great
11th,
seats.
And they played a game. They played a day before us, and their game is the 11th. FIFA's doing weird.
That's
crap.
So stupid.
Yeah.
If you want to go lower bowl, you can get them for as low as $6,000. You can get a lower bowl for $4,490.
Is that
John?
All? I got to sit with
that's
the
it.
Unwashed for $4,400.
No lower bowl.
Oh, lower bowl. Okay.
Yeah, that's a
oh,
pretty
I'm
good
going
deal.
With the unwashed up top.
Yeah,
that's $2,800. You're in like the third row from the top.
Yeah.
SoFi, $2,800.
Really? Is it $1,400?
$2,800.
Huh?
Oh, you mean for today? Oh no, I'm on the Game Time app. It's $1,400 for today.
For Seattle.
That's Seattle. I'm talking about LA.
So 28, like I told you. Upper bowl 28
in LA.
Down lower bowl 44.90 is what I'm currently seeing.
How much does it cost at FanFest outside SoFi? How much are they charging for that?
I guarantee they charge for that.
I wonder how much.
I bet you it's $50 to get in plus parking. Probably plus a drink. It'd probably run you a cool $120, $130
for one person.
I'll bet you. Is that because SoFi has room for the FanFest stuff. Why don't you just head over to
FanFest?
Go to FanFest.
Hang out with the fans.
And say, hey, my name's John. Would you like to be friends?
Have you lost your mind?
Just do that. Hi, I'm John. Would you like to be best friends? Just do that.
Can you be my friend?
You want to be friends? Just say that. Like, I'm looking for new friends. Would you like to be one of them?
And berate Belgian fans as they stand there with you. Yell about their waffles.
Yeah, scream about because we don't
waffles
know anything
blow.
Else.
What else do we know about the Belgians? Anything?
No, are they the ones with the tulips?
I've been there a few times.
Is
Brussels
Amsterdam
is a dump.
With the tulip?
There it is.
Brussels is
you
a
just
dump.
Take another city he can't stand.
Brussels is a dump.
Now we're going international.
Yeah. All right.
Brussels is a dump. Bruges is beautiful.
Bruges is awesome.
There's a great movie in Bruges.
In Bruges is a great movie. Have you ever watched it, John?
Colin Farrell. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Yep, it's good. All right. Let's do News of the Weird on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about Brinkman Quality Roofing. Shingle roofs, tile roofs, metal roofing, commercial roofing products, roof repairs, roof maintenance, roof replacements on both homes and businesses. Okay, Brinkman's is the most trusted name in Houston for over 50 years. You don't stay in business for 50 years in the same place, doing the same thing, grandfather, father, and now Jason doing it. I mean, family owned and operated for 50 years, doing it right, growing up in that business, doing it the best they possibly, being accountable for 50 years, okay? It's incredible to stay in business for 50 years, and yet the Brinkmen have been doing this and thriving. Quality is in their name, BrinkmanQuality.com, BrinkmanQuality.com. when you, listen, if you want to know what it's going to cost to replace your roof, a salesman will come out absolutely free. Check out your roof. You may not need a whole new roof. You may not. But if you haven't done anything about your roof in some time, you need the Brinkman to come out there and see what's going on with your roof to make sure that you can get insurance, to make sure that your insurance will hold, because if your roof is shungad and God forbid anything happens, you ain't getting paid by the insurance company because you haven't done anything. You need Brinkman to come to your home. Free, no obligation estimates, 100% financing available, 281-480-7663, 281-480-ROOF, or BrinkmanQuality.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
In yet another example of meth isn't great for you, there was a man in Sutherland who bled to death after he did a fatal amount of meth, cut off his own penis, and then cut his throat. He cut it off with a penknife.
Big three.
It just seems like, to me, you shouldn't do that much meth.
Seems like he got some bad meth.
Well, you know, maybe he did too much. If you're going to do meth, I feel like you should limit the amount.
Yeah, I don't know if there's good meth or not, but he got some bad meth. I know that.
I want to do the amount of meth where I don't cut off my own junk.
Do you think,
it's fair,
since you like to ask that question, do you think the throat cutting was a result of the penis cutting? He goes, no, I've done this, so I'm going to do this.
Right.
Yeah, like might as well just go all the way in.
Yeah.
Push all the chips on the table.
And then maybe he came down from the meth high as he was bleeding to death from cutting off his...
And then said, I can't do this.
This is
for
over.
What? For who?
Life is over. Let's go.
It's always possible.
Yeah. Just feels like to me, don't do that much meth.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
This show agrees.
Okay. Yeah, we're in a complete agreement. This is unanimous.
Okay, unanimous. Don't do that much meth. And audit
Do a reasonable amount of meth.
Right. Right up to where before you're going to cut off your junk.
There's a line here.
Stop there.
There's a line.
Yeah.
There's a line before you cut off your penis
right.
and after. Yeah. Find the line and don't
Find
go past
it. Don't go past
don't
that
go
line.
Don't go past that line.
An audit found that New York domestic violence hotline was missing their calls. I feel like...
That ain't great.
I feel like you should answer that call.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me. But if someone is calling, I don't think they're just calling to say, hey, what up? You guys got any meth?
Shouldn't have a lot of missed calls.
You shouldn't have missed calls on the domestic violence hotline.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
That's just you, but I tend to agree with you.
Yeah. So we're unanimous on this one, too? You should answer the calls on a domestic violence hotline?
Yes. Yeah. I will make that 3 for 3.
You're okay.
And I'll throw in 911 as well, because sometimes...
911, yeah, you should probably answer.
Sometimes those calls don't get answered.
Yeah, you should probably answer.
I have a recurring nightmare that I'll call 911 and they won't answer my call.
A new study shows college students are testing at the level of 10-year-olds. Do you have college age?
Well, we just heard about how Azteca's 10,000 times
right.
higher.
Right.
Or 10 times
10
higher.
10 times higher.
10 times higher than wherever. So.
Yeah, and Brianna Tart. And Paul Skeens. I kind of feel like all your kids are giving you information.
Brianna, one of them could beat Bob Cousy. It's Brianna of Tart. It's not Brianna Tart.
She's not a tart.
She kind of is to me. I saw her at the Oscars or at the Emmys.
Was she a giant?
Was
she's huge.
Was her brother with her, Erling Haaland?
Erling Haaland was not there.
Oh, cousin. Sorry, I forgot which familial connection you made.
Yeah, it turns out it's cousin, it looks like.
No, it turns out there's no relation. That probably was it turns out. Yeah, I think that, your kids, they're college age, and they're giving you this information.
I know. Yeah, no, Alec is usually the sensible one, but then when he told me, it's 50,000 feet, and cruising altitude is 30,000 for planes, and I'm like, Wait, it's higher than the cruising altitude of a plane? By 20,000 feet?
Wait, what?
This doesn't seem realistic.
You could have immediately gone to ChatGPT.
Let me just go to... Now, how many miles? Oh, 1,600. We got 1,600 yards in a mile. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, how many feet? Okay, 4,800. So, wow, that's really high.
Yeah.
That's how many miles up? We're 10. It's 10 miles high.
Did he ever ask for an ex? Did he ever think to himself, how would everyone get up?
He got
that
a scholarship from Alabama.
Did they climb up?
He got an academic scholarship from Alabama.
How did they get up to the peak of Azteca to watch this match if it's above the cruising altitude of a plane?
That's a fair question.
You jump on a plane.
You fly to the top.
You fly
to Azteca? Did 80,000 people get on an airplane?
No,
you have to fly to Azteca.
You got to fly to 36,000 feet.
And then how'd you
come
get up 14,000 feet higher?
Everyone's got oxygen masks on while they're there the whole time.
No, but since we're doing this, did you ever ask, hey, Alec, how did they get up to Azteca?
I'm going to ask him. I'm not going to tell him how wrong he was. I'm going to ask him, hey, do they have a tram system that goes up 9 miles?
Did everyone take a rocket and then shoot sit down into Azteca?
All right, he's trying to kill off his show, John.
I know, he's trying to.
I just got questions. So.
Bye. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next. Don't go anywhere. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.